So what do you get when you mix Mark Summers, Michael Malley, Stick Stickley, and Doug Funny? That's right.
All right, cut, cut, cut. This is pathetic. This is dumb. But this is the Neon Tarantino, the Zubaz Zemeckis, Bebe Abrams himself, the greatest director in all of professional wrestling, Derek the Director. And you're listening to Wrestling Chairs. So you like, subscribe, leave a good comment, 5 stars, whatever you want, because Wrestling Chairs is my favorite podcast in all of Burleyville. Cut.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. You want to go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when you have more than one name. This is Wrestling Cheers. We like to talk about things going on Northeast about independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is a very special bonus episode where we were interviewing Derek Director / Derek Direction, however you choose to refer to him as. You can refer to me as Justin Summers. I am your host, and Wrestling Cheers is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key on Sports. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean. WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. You can follow us on all of your social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at WhatManeuver.net. Like I said, this is a very special bonus episode of Wrestling Cheers, where we're interviewing Derek Direction / Derek Director, however you choose to refer to him as. But this is not just a bonus episode, but this is also the week of Derek's wedding. This weekend, Derek is getting married, and we go over the proposal and some of the other things. And I wanted to get Derek back on because it had been 2 years since he had last been, well, almost 2 years. And a lot has changed on this podcast, and a lot has changed in his life. So what better way to grab Derek right after the last UXWA show? Got to give a huge shout out, huge love and respect to Razor Sharp for allowing me to get not only this interview, which granted this was after the show out in the parking lot, but there's an interview coming up soon that I got to do before the show that you're going to hear later on. So, like I said, huge thank you to UXWA and Razor Sharp for that opportunity. And maybe if, you know, it all permits, I'll head to another UXWA show. It's just so hard to kind of juggle a lot of shows and personal life and all that other kind of stuff. So I guess without any further ado, we'll get right into the interview and we'll come right back to close out the show.
Hey, this is Ben.
And this is Zach.
We are the host of the Center Stage Podcast. A podcast that I think you should listen to.
It's fun. It's full of wrestling and movie talk and pop culture and us weirdos just going off about all of it.
We go off the rails so often that this advertisement is about to go off the rails.
We probably should have sat down and scripted it.
I mean, scripting is for people that, you know, care about what it sounds like and if they sound like rational human beings. We're not those people.
That's right. We could die tomorrow, but we're not that lucky.
No, we are not. All right, so we are on iTunes, we are on Spotify, we're on Spreaker, we're on Google Play. So give us a listen. Continue to listen to Wrestling Cheers. Wrestling Cheers is fantastic, and Justin is a great dude. But when you're done with that, when you want to fill the void in your life without, you know, the sadness that takes over your mind, heart, and soul, listen to Center Stage.
Because we'll add to it.
Yes, we will. We're horrible human beings, but we love you.
Love you long time.
And we're back on the podcast with
Dude, you've been on this podcast I don't know how many times, and
Wrestling Chairs All-Star.
Pretty much, like, not even counting the soundbite shit. Like, you've been on a lot. There was
the King of the Run-In.
Yeah, you were on like two run-ins and all that, but we have third official interview, but second one-on-one, because mm-hmm. you had the production one.
Mm-hmm.
We have none other than...
I did the one, and then Marino was tagging in on that old wrestling one.
That was the main, yep. Yeah.
This is the second single.
Derek Direction, Derek Director.
The Neon Tarantino.
The Neon, that's the one you're swinging for lately.
I'm putting all my eggs in the basket for that one.
It's a good one.
I like it. So it keeps you know, it's a basket statement to where I could be Derek Direction or I could be Derek the Director.
Yeah.
Or maybe my name is just Derek the Director Direction.
That what about old wrestling?
Oh, this is Derek Oster, but back in a time machine, I think here's a little spoiler for the Wrestling Chairs audience. So Derek Oster was fired from his barber's license was revoked for shaving one of the legislators too close with that straight razor.
Okay.
So Derek Oster is looking for a new job. And last I heard, he was trying to dabble in film.
That's a good one.
Hmm. With the new additions.
You got some
to old wrestling. Who could Derek Oster be pursuing to be his movie star?
That's a question that could be answered later,
mm-hmm.
or if anybody can put two and two together.
Obviously. And it's not RJ City. It's not RJ City.
Okay. Okay.
Last I heard, Derek Oster and Director Dan have a very heated rivalry on the rise.
Okay. That's something to be looking forward to later this year. It's going to get here before we know it.
Exactly.
The extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get too much into it. I just got an email about it and looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. That's a preview. Wrestling Chairs coming soon.
So the plan on like when I'm releasing this is actually going to be the week of your wedding.
Perfect.
So
June 1st.
I got a couple weeks to edit this, but early for this, but congratulations and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have a lot of growing up in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I just bought a house.
Oh, I did not
I'm a homeowner now. And I'm getting married. Monday, I'm picking up my marriage license.
Lose one license, grab another.
Exactly. Lose one license, grab another.
So, dude, like, I was even just thinking about this because I've often said, like, the first interview we had is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I've had good ones after that, and I would at least say yours is in the top five. I don't want to say number one, but...
It was fun. It was really fun.
It's still so good. But, like, I was even thinking about, like, go back to that time in your head because, like... PME wasn't really anything at that time. And then you had just gotten the production.
Mm-hmm.
Like the production had just formed.
At that time, I was really scared of what was leading. Like I had no idea about theater. I didn't know anything about like productions. Like I just started the production and I was scared. Like I grew up an AIW fan, so I didn't want to crap the bed and look like a moron.
Yeah.
So I just gave it my all and... Almost a year strong, or over a year strong,
two years strong on that shit. Continuing where we had last had the interview.
Because,
like, I hadn't thought about that whole aspect. And then, like, PME, like, Marino hadn't done too much.
No.
And, like, now he's...
He's the Tangerine Tiger.
Yeah.
Marino Tenaglia.
And killing it, like, everywhere.
Me and Eddie only want to wrestle them so bad. We've never had a singles tag match with them.
Really?
All over. Never have...
And PME's hot as fuck right now.
But the popular by belief, they are rivaled by the production, Derek the Director and Eddie Only.
Yeah.
If you hold like a yin and yang sign,
mm-hmm.
the white side would be PME and the black side would be the production.
What about the dots?
I don't know.
Because they're flipped.
I could be one of the dots and Philly could be one of the dots. And then... Eddie Only could be one of the solids, and Marino could be one of the solids.
Okay.
Boom.
That's one way to do it.
Absolutely. I don't know the meaning behind a yin and yang sign, but I think in Bizarro World, we rival each other.
You do.
Because I can do flips. Philly can do flips.
Mm-hmm.
Marino can do springy stuff. Eddie Only can do springy stuff. But those PME boys don't know how to hit hard. And me and Eddie Only bring the thunder.
It's kind of ironic because we're getting kind of... lightning going on as we're speaking.
Absolutely.
I think I forgot to mention, like, because there'll be edit points. Yeah, we're outside.
Yeah, in a parking lot. Fucking in Brooklyn, Ohio. No yes. sleep till Brooklyn.
That was here.
It was here.
One of my favorite shows I've ever been to.
I love that show. That was, I came late to that show, but I remember it vividly. It's a pretty good show.
I think that was the night that I realized, like, how much I really love comedy wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when done right, like, how that show was, like, it's mm-hmm. so much fun.
Absolutely. And that building is now the home of UXWA, so I'll give UXWA a plug.
Hell yeah.
Boom. And I am a focal point of UXWA, according to Razor Sharp. That's what he tells me.
I mean, it makes sense.
Razor Sharp loves everyone. ELE. Except there's one person Razor Sharp does not love, and I'm not going to drop his name.
PME.
No. Well, yeah. But one specific gentleman who counts to three.
Jake Clemens.
No, he loves Jake Clemens.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
So if you are good at Clue, he loves Jake Clemens. Tom Dunn is standing right beside me. Who's the other referee?
I can name ones, but they're not around here.
Earl
so,
Hebner.
Yeah.
He hates Earl Hebner.
I would too. So, other than all that, man, like, how you been?
I've been good. I'm at an all-time high. Wrestling's going great. Real life stuff's going great. I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I'm getting into good shape. I'm just loving life. Couldn't be happier. How's things going for you?
It's my podcast. What the fuck? Why do people ask me questions? I'm going good.
I'm turning the table.
Everybody seems to want to. I'm fine.
Good.
I'm good.
Good, good. Great. Oh, here comes Wes Barkley. Wes Barkley's gonna. Wes Barkley.
Good God.
Oh, Wesley Presley is gonna hit a run in, I think, on this. If he's still hobbling from last night at AIW, Keep Your Heads Ringing. That was an insane show.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sorry for interrupting. You guys get back to your regularly scheduled program. I can't even say my words right after that show last night. AIW, keep their heads ringing. My head's ringing for sure, and you can bet on that.
Bet on Barkley.
We'll talk.
That's the Wasabi Jones certified ad right there. And you can bet on that.
We'll keep in touch.
Sorry,
once, side note, I love Wes Barkley. Wes Barkley and I are standing talking at an AIW show afterwards. And this, we're just casually chatting, you know, just, you know, chopping it up, me and Wes Barkley. And all of a sudden, this wrestling fan comes up to us, and Wes Barkley starts hitting his catchphrases on this gentleman, and the gentleman doesn't even realize it. So once he saunters away, I look at Wes and say, "Did you just hit your catchphrases?" And in typical Barkley fashion, he goes, "You can bet on that."
I thought he'd end it with a "Yes, sir."
No.
So for those who don't know, how did you propose?
I am a big fan of pizza because I am an obese gentleman, and
Ninja Turtles,
and I love Ninja Turtles, but I'm a grown-up now. I'm not a 90s kid anymore. I'm trying to be an adult. I bought a house. I got to get married.
Dude, there's some poetry there with your character. Like,
life evolves.
Like it kind of, like, looking at, yeah, that kind of mimicked everything. Mm-hmm. But continue.
So, a side note, me and my lovely fiance, Lexi, I asked her out, and I wanted to take her to a cool place because she's never really been to, like, random restaurants in Lakewood, Ohio. And we went to a pizza place called Angelo's Pizza, which sponsors AIW, which is just random because wrestling revolves around my life, and it wasn't planned. So, first date, we went there. It was a sit-down restaurant. Years later, I came up with the idea that, you know, she's graduating school, I'm getting older, you know, it's time to tie the knot, I don't see myself with anybody else.
Yeah.
So I went to the pizza place and I messaged the lady and I said, "Hey, can I propose to my girlfriend here?" Because it was one of our first dates and they were all excited about it. So with the help of her mom and her sister, we went to the pizza place and we set up to where they would bring a pizza out that says, "Will you marry me?" Question mark. So Lexi is very... she's very stern and to the point when it comes to things, especially when she's hungry. So we got to the place. She orders her pizza, which she orders a special pizza, and it has to be done right or she's going to complain. And she's like one of those people who, if it's not done right, she's paying for the service. She wants it done right.
Okay.
So we order our food. She's starving. All of a sudden, the manager comes out and he goes, "Hey, guys, it's really busy. We can't get the pizza out. We messed it up, but we have this pizza." And before she looks at the pizza, she looks at this manager pissed, and she goes, really? And as this happens, her mom turns her flash on her phone video. And so there's a light. And Lexi looks down at the pizza as I'm getting out of the chair to get onto a knee to propose to her. And all of a sudden, she reads the pizza, sees me with the engagement ring in my hand, and she breaks down and she cries and gives me a big hug. And it was on the news, and that's how I proposed to her. It got a lot of play. It was on the news. It was on, like, a whole bunch of Facebook sites. It was, like, wedding magazines were hitting me up about, like, putting the story in magazines. Everyone was really positive about it. But once it hit Reddit, people were really ripping into it. But whatever.
What the fuck were they saying?
Because she was pissed.
Were they saying it was cheesy?
Yeah, it was cheesy. And people were like, that's corny. People were like, that's lame, that's cheesy. But hey, guess what? I get free Angelos now. So well, who wins?
Here's how I look at that. Like, it's definitely when it comes to proposal, it's to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
I had an ex who, I kind of saw her point on this. She didn't want anything in public.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing for sure, but
yeah.
Look at me. I wrestle in spandex. There's not much that embarrasses me, and she comes with me to every one of these shows, mm-hmm. and she has to put up with me pointing to my genitals, pointing at old people, pointing at ugly people.
Kissing Eddie
only on the lips.
Multiple times.
Being called every derogatory name in the book.
Yeah.
Being busted open, being sad that I don't got matches that I really want, mm-hmm. being sad that I don't have a good match, or being happy that I do have a good match.
Yeah.
So there's me proposing to her at Angelo's fit. I mean,
I can see that aspect.
Her mom looks at me and goes, I wouldn't picture it any other way.
Yeah. Like I was saying, it's definitely to each their own. Like, if that's how you want to do it, like, that's fine. Like, I thought it was cool.
Oh, for sure. I
like,
loved it.
Doing Indian pizza, like, the thing that I've actually grown to be like, all right, that to me is now dumb, is when people do the romantic book movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like the hardcore cliches.
Mm-hmm.
I think people, like, I don't know where this started, but I felt like it was because, like, it was to be romantic and it was to be one of a kind. So many people do that.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, your story is, like, it feels special. But you pull, like, all these other people. Yeah. Oh, there's flowers, and they were on the bed, and the rose
there's
petals.
There's candles that were lit.
And the rose petals.
The lavender-scented candles were wafting through the house.
And he came through the door, and he was all dressed. Like, yeah, like, everybody's fucking had that. Mm-hmm. I think the best ones, whether they're done in public or not, are the ones that, like, are a surprise.
Yeah. Then, like, if you there's a video. And if you go on Angelo's Instagram or their Facebook, you can watch it. She is generally surprised. It goes from her being hangry, annoyed, confused, surprised, overwhelmed with joy,
yeah.
and crying because she's so happy. Like, and it, all that all happens within 50 seconds. And that's the only negative thing that I could take away from what you just said, though, is I proposed to her in a flannel shirt and jeans. And she's fine with that, but she, on all these pictures, she got proposed to. She was wearing a Cleveland Browns t-shirt and yoga pants. And she looks at me and she's like, you couldn't give me a heads up to dress nice? And I told her, I'm like, Lex, like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Hey, dress really nice tonight. I never do it before.
Yeah,
I was like, that's the bed she had to lay in.
You don't want to do something that's just, like, out of the ordinary. I mean, that it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it would go through her mind, at least this is what I would think of, like, why do I need to get dressed up to go get pizza?
Exactly.
Or to go get Italian? Like,
mm-hmm.
and why?
Mm-hmm.
And that would probably be the first thing out of her
mind. Oh, yeah, especially, like, because we date it so long. Like, we date it, like, 4 years.
Okay.
To where, like, you know, it's time, like, shit or get off the pot. Like, she knew I was going to propose to her soon.
Yeah.
But she didn't know when. She thought I was going to propose to her when she graduated. She just graduated to be a nurse, for people that are listening. So she didn't know. She thought I was going to propose to her after she graduated, which was 2 months after I proposed to her.
So kind of like quick after she graduated, but not
no, before.
Oh, before. Okay, yeah, before. Yeah, my bad. So that's actually the opposite of, like, you, before she was expecting
mm-hmm.
it,
Beat her to the punch.
And then that was, how long ago was that?
It was the October. According to my tattoo, October 23rd, which I have a slice of pizza tattooed to me with the date, because I am a very hopeless romantic and I love having dates tattooed to me.
I'm wondering, since the last interview.
Since the last interview.
We talked about tattoos. I know that's one, and you got one of her tattoos.
I got a pinup nurse on my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I talked to you, I did not have all the filler done on my tattoos. Now I got all this filler done. I got PMA tattooed to me because I'm a big fan of positive mental attitude. I have a black rose because my mom loves roses. I got Stay Humble on my bicep. On my other side, I filled my arm up with all random candy or cereals. And I got Stay Hungry in the inner bicep there.
Okay.
And I have a whole bunch of Easter egg stuff that if you look, you can get.
And you got a bird tattoo.
I do have a bird.
And not Toucan Sam.
No. I got out of wrestling, like rest of my life revolves around wrestling. And Eddie Only's one of my best friends. Same with Eric Ryan. So we went to Eddie Only's shop. Eddie Only's an actual tattoo artist. And we're like, hey, let's get matching tattoos. And, you know, we all like joke around like, hey, bird, it's slang for penis. But we say it because we're funny.
Yeah.
And we were going to get very crappy bird tattoos, like, you know, the little ones that look like V's. But as Eddie Only's tattooing me, I said, hey, let's get hand bird tattoos tattooed to us. And of course, because we're all immature adults, we said absolutely. So the hand bird is Eddie Only tattooed me all up. He put his hand on his iPad and traced his hand, shrunk it down to about 2-3 inches, and tattooed his hand onto us. Well, he tattooed his hand onto me. He tattooed his hand onto Eric Ryan.
And then you guys tattooed
and
him.
Then me and Eddie and me and Eric Ryan tattooed Eddie Only.
Wait a minute, I was saying that's a joke.
No, we did, really.
No fucking way.
So I am very uncoordinated with stuff, which is surprising because if you watch me wrestle, I do like flips and stuff, which makes it think like I'm coordinated, but I'm not. I'm clumsy as all could be. So Eddie Only's like, hey, can you tattoo this to my leg? I can't do it. So I started tattooing him, but I never realized the harder you push the pedal, the faster the needle goes, and you don't have to dig it into his leg. So I'm digging it into his leg, and I see him grasping his table, and then I immediately freak out. So I'm like, I can't do this. Eric, you have to do this.
Yeah.
So then Eric finished the tattoo.
Wow. That's fucking nuts.
But yeah, I'm not saying we're not saying his real name or the tattoo shop because I don't want to get him in trouble.
That's fine. I know I've had, like, I want to get another tattoo, and my girlfriend, like, she just recently got a new one. And she's like, well, yeah, you should go to our guy. You should go to our guy. And I'm like, because, like, her and her dad both go to the same guy. Yeah. And I'm like, I see where you're coming from, but A, I'm picky, and B, I know a handful of tattoo artists. Eddie is actually top of my list of, like, I'd have to see more of his work to be like, whether I want to get this or not.
There was literally just a fan today that came up to me and goes, I need to get tattooed by Eddie Only. I have a guy that tattoos me, but I love Eddie Only, and you're covered in tattoos now from Eddie Only.
Yeah.
And I need one. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, here's his information. Hit him up.
I want to, but then again, I have one tattoo, and I've literally had it since end of 2005.
Okay.
And I've not got one since then, so I'm not like, I need to get one right now.
Oh, I also forgot to mention my other tattoo Eddie Only gave me. Eddie Only tattooed my butt cheek. So I have a giant tattoo on my butt cheek from Eddie Only. Tag team for life. We're boys.
That's what tag teams get closer.
I know, exactly. Like, he tattooed my bare butt.
Many claim to be close. And so, I mean, I'm going to say some are. But, like, that's a different level, man.
Yeah. Best friend. I mean, honestly, like, you watched me last weekend at OCW. Some fan was calling us homos. And what happened?
You guys,
we kissed each other on the lips it seemed like forever. I don't know how long we kissed each other on the lips.
I did kind of want to talk about that because, like, you haven't been in OCW for, like...
Since I grew up. Since Derek Direction grew
up. Actually, ironically enough, it was I think the last time you were there was the day after you debuted at AIW because I saw you at Mogador.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I even said, like, to you that day, I was like, welcome to AIW, man. The fuck? It just had something like...
Yeah, buzz
like
by.
Like a moth. Like, huge. Anyway.
Hopefully it wasn't a session moth. Ba-dum-dum.
It wasn't drunk. That I know of. But, yeah, like, I said, like, yeah, welcome to AIW. And I realized, like, that was the last time I had seen you there. And with my working relationship with OCW, like, I got in early. I found out Argos wasn't there. I knew Grant Andrews wasn't going to be there because of a death in the family. And they're like, oh, we still got 14. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, okay, whatever. And they knew I wasn't going to be, I can't be surprised at the match. And then you actually, the crazy thing is the person that I recognized first was Dan, Dr. Dan, who came down with you guys. And I was like, wait. Oh my God. So I got up and like, just for you guys to be there, which like I said, you hadn't been there since you grown up. Eddie hadn't been there at all.
Ever.
And I think, and this is my own opinion, not connected with OCW, but I think they're in a changing period. They want to change things up.
And change is good. I mean,
yeah, I think, don't quote me, I think they're trying to get out of the
PG,
the 100% PG, because I think that's how some of the older owners wanted to run it, and that's fine. But
well, the thing, so here's a little inside baseball. So right before our match, right before our match, Jimmy Shane comes up to me and he goes, I know this, the sheet says, Jimmy Shane, you know, big, staple in OCW.
Yeah.
He comes up to me and says, I know the sheet says family friendly PG, but we're trying to move into a different phase. You guys can do your stuff. Just don't say the F word. And I asked him specifically, said, hey, Jimmy, is shit okay? So then I went out and said shit. And I went out and we did our stuff because nothing changes. Yeah. I mean, I'm the same person in front of you that I am at Mega, that I am at AIW, that I'm at Rise in Pennsylvania, that I'm at Blackcraft, wherever it's at. Like, nothing changes. Like, I'm myself.
Yeah.
And it's me. It is what it is. Yeah. So we went out there and did it. And I had fun. We want to come back to OCW.
I really hope they bring you back. And the thing that I want to paint the picture for everybody who obviously wasn't there, the first, what caught my eye, and I sent you the gif of it because I tweeted it out. You come out right in front of me, like you do your pose at the ropes. And then Eddie flicks off the dude beside me. And I was just like, oh, fuck. Here we go.
Well, we are already really fired up. And so I don't even care. Like, I didn't know if you were going to bring this up. So OCW, I've been friends with them for years.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no hard feelings. So all of a sudden, they have a special enforcer. And this guy sort of has, you know, some heat, some inside problems in wrestling with AIW. And he billed me and Eddie Only as the AIW tag team.
Yeah.
So he tweeted on an open forum that he was going to evict the team that's so called, the team billed as the AIW tag team. And he's not even going to ask our names.
Yeah.
So John Thorne sees this because someone sends it to him. And he has no idea that we're booked for OCW because it wasn't announced. We didn't tell anybody. We didn't tweet about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's booked. And he sends it like, hey, in the student chat, hey, who's in Akron tonight? This guy's going to shoot on you guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, in wrestling, me and Eddie Only aren't on our phones, so we're getting ready to go out. Like, we're stretching in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy has a spot in the match where he's the special enforcer, and he's going to just oversee things. It wasn't announced on the microphone that he was a special enforcer.
It was at the beginning of the show.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. So
that was in the tweets. Trust me.
Okay.
tweeted that part out.
Okay. Sweet. So we come out. Like, we're getting ready to come out. Music's on. Dr. Dan comes running over to us and he shows us this tweet, and just Dan has this look of disdain in his face. Like, he's like white. Like, obviously he thinks something's going to happen. So we go out there and I look at Eddie Only as we're getting ready to go out, and I say, whatever happens, Eddie, keep that turnbuckle with you. If this is going to happen, it's going to happen. So we have our match. Great match. I loved it. I loved it. Those people, everything worked well. Everyone listened to us. It was a change of pace. People in the OCW crowd looked at us like we were, you know, they looked at us like we were rock stars because we were doing things that they don't do.
Yeah. And the thing that I'll mention, not necessarily the moves or the match part, but we talked about the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that shit was uttered, you heard a, oh, like basically, oh shit from the fans, because it was like, oh, he said shit. What the fuck?
These guys covered in tattoos.
These guys got tattoos and they're kissing each other and they're saying shit,
giving people the middle finger. openly picking out fans to yell at in the crowd for no reason. I was yelling at an old lady just because she was old. I don't know who she is.
The one that goes crazy?
She was going crazy when I was yelling at her. I know there was a fan in a New York Giants shirt that we just started yelling at. I have no idea any of these people.
Okay, I know who that is. I know that an older gentleman. Yeah, there's – and I think he's been AIW.
Oh, that old man, there's one specific old man that was pushing the level, and he kept calling us homos, and we just made out with each other. But he comes to AIW.
Yeah.
He comes to AIW.
So many like people just going fucking nuts.
It was like literally like the reaction we got was people didn't know who we were. We started being mean. We started being over the top posing. Mm-hmm. Then that's when the switch went on. Like, oh, it's different. And then when we started in the ring, like I like Bruce Gray, so we did some comedy stuff.
A side note, I have a video from that. Just the beginning, like a couple minutes.
I was in more inside baseball. We did that little spot. And I was so out of breath going around that ring.
Yes.
I was like, geez, man, slow down. So we get in the ring, that comedy spot. People are like, okay, that's something different. We don't see that. I tag in Eddie Only. Eddie Only comes in with Crosshairs Kelly. And Eddie Only, like I said earlier, we bring the thunder. Eddie Only chops Crosshairs Kelly as hard as I could ever seen him hit somebody. And Crosshairs Kelly fires back. Eddie Only fires another one back. They exchange blows. Eddie Only was wrestling Crosshairs Kelly like he was a 400-pound hoss.
I think I remember some of that. Because even, like, I was trying to read Crosshairs Kelly. Because he was saying a couple things in between, like hit me again or something or whatever. Like, whew. And I think there's so many, like, just side note, like, this. So many stories could be told with like those four teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Electric Company. Granted, they had broke up right after the match, but like that's your two newer wrestlers.
My last here's funny. My last two matches in OCW was against Jake Healy and was against Chuck the Truck. So coming back and wrestling them again,
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, then Warhorse, which is newer in OCW, but I don't know their history because they're not necessarily Northeast Ohio.
Are they not? I thought they were.
I thought they're more like Pat the Bruiser. I know he
goes the Rockstar. I see.
Yeah, like he just won.
But I thought he was an OCW guy. I could be wrong. I don't know.
He's not a OCW training guy. As far as I know.
Okay.
He seems to be more Southern, unless he was early days back with Jeff Cannon.
Maybe. I don't know. But like I don't know. I met them through like OCW.
Yeah.
And Crosshairs Kelly he's always been super pleasant with me.
Yeah.
And like that goes a long way in wrestling. If you're nice with somebody,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I wrestle a lot of places and people say, hey, Derek, do you know a tag team that I can use? And of course I pitch PME or I'll pitch people that, you know, I love, but if they're booked, Crosshairs Kelly and Pat the Bruiser, mm-hmm. I always throw them out. They got their Uprise booking, and I hate to say they got it from me, but I told Marcus Mann, hey, use this tag team.
Mm-hmm.
They have a look.
And I don't know if OCW was the first one to put them together, but when they did, it made sense.
I think so, because they were, and this is me being, because I have no life and I just follow Facebook everything, they were managing Juice Jennings.
Yeah, well, that part I knew, but I know, like...
I mean, you're Mr. OCW, of course you knew that, but that's when I first saw them together.
I thought my first OCW show when I started going regularly was, like, Pat the Bruiser was with some other dude,
oh.
And, like, there was something, I don't remember what was going on, but then it was months after that when they brought him back, and then they put Crosshairs Kelly with him.
Okay.
And I don't remember, I think Crosshairs Kelly had a random match at Buzzbin.
Okay.
And other than that, like, I don't remember if he was there around there before then. But, and then you have two members in the team who are just not actually real. They're not a real tag team, but they have their own tag teams.
Yeah.
Bruce Gray and RC Dupree.
You're one of the people. How long has people been wanting this production Team Storm match?
I'm not discrediting it because I was one who wanted it. I really wanted it with Magnum versus Argos on the mic.
Okay.
But there's still a lot there because I think like this newer production, you, Eddie, and Danhausen, it's not the same thing as the original cast. But there's some magic there.
Mm.
And you guys do more. I feel like you guys do more talking with less. Like Danhausen right now, this is the thought process I just recently had. He replaced somebody in the production got into AIW. Uh-huh. And now, like, I feel like he's boomed since then. And this uh-huh. character of Danhausen is fucking awesome.
Love that Danhausen.
Love him.
Love that Danhausen. Danhausen, segueing to Danhausen, like, I love him. He's the greatest. And, like, I was talking to Pedro DeLuca about, like, the current state of the production, and he says it's great. Like, it's not the original cast, understandable. But in order to grow, you need change. And like I said earlier, I was never a theater guy. I don't know anything about theater. Like, I know the sad and the happy mask.
Comedy tragedy,
that is theater. So I would put that on everything. And I tried to do my homework on it, but I'm a film guy. Like I went to school for stuff like that in real life.
Yeah.
To where, like, for me to segue that is great. And we took what was given to us and we did it. And Danhausen has barely spoken. He puts those videos up. And me and Eddie only, we're firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. Like, Pedro told me that Pedro said, in quoting, you guys are firing on all cylinders. And you guys look, you guys are a team. There's not one person excelling over the three of us.
Yeah.
And I know Danhausen gets that things where people are like, oh, he's in the middle. But who cares who stands in the middle? I stand in the middle. Danhausen stands in the middle. We're all a unit of us three against the world.
I think the misconception is like you and Eddie are the tag team mm-hmm. and Danhausen is the singles, but mm-hmm. there's a booking coming up, Danhausen and Eddie.
Yeah. And like a couple shows ago before, it was the show Magnum CK was his last show. I tagged with Danhausen. Eddie only tagged with Danhausen. So no matter what combination you have, we can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I want, like, our goal is to get into Chikara. We want it in the King of Trios tournament.
Right.
There's no reason why us three can't be into that tournament.
Or the Gathering of the Juggalos.
That's definitely what I want.
Dude.
I want to come home from my honeymoon and go and wrestle on the Gathering of the Juggalos.
It's crazy, too. On a side note, since, like, the last interview, I got back into ICP.
Great.
And, like, oh, my God. Like, that could be a different story. Like, I didn't really have to talk that much about it.
I always kept that I loved horror movies very, very on the low because I hate guys who are like, I'm a scary fan. Like, I hate that. Like, in wrestling, there's so many overplayed out scary guys. There's so many, like, people are like, oh, I'm a zombie killer. Or, like, I like Walking Dead, so I kill zombies. Or, like, I'm a scary guy. I have face paint on. Like, I hate that. I hate that so much. I love horror movies.
Yeah.
I love cheesy-ass B-movies. So I talked to Thorne about it, and Thorne goes, be you, man. And once he told me that, I became me, and I just do what I want to do.
How much longer till you three get booked at SUP together?
Whenever. I'm fine with it. Whoever wants us, we'll gladly go.
It's definitely...
We're exploiting tag teams throughout the professional wrestling industry.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
It's I love it. We make movies. That's what we do.
Okay, Vince.
Danhausen doesn't talk in a lot of promos, but we filmed one last night, and there's a lot of Danhausen talking in it, and it's great, which will probably be released maybe sometime 2 weeks prior to this coming out.
Okay.
So this week, next week.
That'd be good.
It's good. It's fine. We filmed it downtown last night.
That's not the first time you guys have done like a downtown promo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Production's so great. And I've always like put you guys over, but not, like, I don't know. Now
it's, you cannot go online without seeing something.
Yeah.
And it's not just me. It's not just Danhausen. Eddie Only's filming stuff. We're putting stuff. I handle Eddie Only's. I try to help him on social media the best I can because Eddie Only's a wild man and he needs someone to wrangle him in life.
Yeah.
And I try to wrangle him in. So I make posts and I'm like, Eddie, post this tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And he does. And he gets a ton of likes.
That's good. That's awesome. I still think right now, like, Danhausen, one of the best merch ideas.
The pins?
No, the masks.
Oh, yeah. Those masks are great.
Like, probably so cheap for him to make. Mm-hmm.
I want him to wrestle somewhere, and I want me and Eddie Only to be in the crowd, and we have a run-in, and we have those masks on, and we just beat whoever up that he's wrestling, and we just reveal the mask, and we hit, like, a crazy double team.
You want to do the Sting?
Yeah, but actually, it'd be cool.
God, dude, that would be fun. But those masks are just like I first bought. Like I was, I guess, the first one to suggest the They Live. Oh, the mask.
He told me. He goes, man, I am making this mask. It is taking so long to make.
He charged me extra.
He was like, sheesh.
Because that was a custom order. But then after he made it, I think he was like, he was selling it to other people. But I think it was for the same price.
No, I think he's only made one They Live. I've not seen, unless the only other person that probably got one was Ed Bates. But I know he does not make a bunch of them. He keeps the white and black ones for the sale, unless it's special order. And nice. Those are all handmade.
Oh, yeah. That's like, the thing,
that's the thing. He paints those himself.
That's the thing I love.
He's the most artistic guy there is.
Mm-hmm. And then now with, because I don't know what his current, if his current face paint's a homage to something.
I don't know. I think.
To me, it feels like old horror movies.
Yeah. I think.
That's exactly what the feel I get from it. Mm-hmm. But I know for a while he was doing like, it was the They Live and then.
He did Jane Doe for a while, which, and then like he did a few bands.
Yeah.
He did that Code Orange Kids one, which I love because I love Code Orange Kids, which is a huge metal band.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know I loved them. Me and Danhausen have really good music taste with each other.
I want to wrap this up only because there's people waiting for you.
I could care less. They're not waiting. They're talking.
This is what happened last time. And then Tom, we got an hour conversation.
Me and Tom Dunn are going to go home and watch. Well, Tom Dunn's staying at my house because, or staying at my place where I stay because he has a triple shot and he lives in Pennsylvania. So instead of driving from AIW to Pennsylvania, back for UXWA, back to the whatever show he's going to next, he's just going to stay at my house. So we'll probably go home and we'll watch old ECW or we'll watch live PD.
Okay. But you have not got to do this yet.
Okay. Let's go.
You haven't got to do this.
I see you have a checklist out.
Well, the Faith 5 questions that are now a part of the show.
Okay.
Hey, this is Booker T, five-time champ, and this is the Faith 5 questions. Now, can you dig it?
So let's start off with...
Are these rapid fire? Like,
no.
Gun to my head?
No. Well, kind of. Well, at least a gun to your head, but like it doesn't have to be like rapid fire. You can go an explanation, obviously.
Okay.
We'll try to go ones that are really good to you, but there's a lot of food ones, but that goes to everybody. Adam's Family or the Munsters? Question.
I like the Adam's Family. Strictly because I love Wednesday Addams. When I was a little kid, I used to think Wednesday Addams was so hot.
The movie version?
Old TV Land version or Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci.
I was a little kid. I was weird. I was like, this girl has pigtails, so I'm in love. She's pale. She's a babe. And then Christina Ricci's hot, regardless.
I think she aged well to a point, like, I don't know now, but
I
like
seen
when
her
she
now.
Hit like the late teenage years and the 20s. We could say this because we were younger. So
yeah.
Well, it's not as perverted.
No, no.
But God, still so hot.
Oh, when we were wrestling, or when Danhausen was wrestling Friday at AIW, we're in the ring and like AIW, they had all these fans, new fans come to the show because it was downtown in casual Cleveland, which is great. And so we're in the ring and we're posing and we're being tough guys. And someone in the back goes, hey, shut up, Eddie Munster. And I don't know if he was talking to me or he was talking to Danhausen, but in my head, I just laughed. I was like, that's a good insult because I hope he was talking to Danhausen because I don't look like Eddie Munster. And obviously, Eddie only does not look like Eddie Munster.
But he's Eddie. But it has to be Danhausen.
It has to be.
Question number two, wings, bone in or out?
I hate bone in wings, so bone out.
What?
So, side note.
Dude, just beat Mikey Millennial before he got a chance to be on this to say bone out.
Give
us your reason.
So, when I was like probably 9 years old, I used to play baseball a lot. And I would play like, you know, street ball because I lived in the ghetto. So, me and these ghetto kids would play. So, I'm playing baseball and I was always pitching. When you only have two people, one has to pitch. So, I'm throwing a tennis ball at this kid and he has an aluminum bat and I was striking him out because whatever. And this kid was a poor sport. So, he swung the bat, let go of the bat, and the bat smashed me in the face. And I had all of my adult teeth that like already in. So, it like jacked my teeth up really bad, broke my nose, broke my palate. I go to the dentist still to this day for it. And I hate biting into anything and I have to yank it off. Like I can't bite into an apple. Like I hate it. Like my teeth are probably strong enough, but I'm always weird. I'm really weird about that stuff. So I don't like ripping into wings, but I mean, I will if gun to my head and I have to eat something and it's wings, I will eat them. But I prefer boneless wings.
Wow.
That's and Mikey Millennial, my son.
he's going to get on eventually. Like, we kind of had a conversation about it today and he was talking about it. And I'm just like, I'm going to get you on for the full story eventually. It's weird. Like, normally I want people to come on, have the story, and then we get in the Fae of Five question, which can go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, no, we're going to get into that, whether it's going to be the Fae of Five questions or not, because everybody has the same answer.
Exactly.
It's chicken nuggets or it's chicken tenders.
No, not at all. Mikey. So, side note, Mikey Millennial, my son, I got to wrestle him today, which was great. One of
How
his
many
first
sons
things.
You have?
Yeah.
PME was your sons for
PME,
a while.
PME, they are still my sons, but Mikey Millennial, me and Dominic Carini, we sculpted him. I helped Dom with the new class for a while, but Mikey Millennial, I took him under my wing. And if you look at his gimmick and you look at my old gimmick, they're essentially the same.
I've thought about that.
And so I'm his dad, and he's me as a child.
Like, he's the 90s. He's 90s, you're a millennial.
Exactly.
Question number three. You're traveled. I think I know your answer. Sheets or Wawa?
I like Sheets. I've never really been to Wawa. I know it's like an East Coast thing, isn't it? I've never really been.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like Sheets, but I'm actually a Get-Go guy. Like,
hell yeah.
I like Get-Go. Like, I live in Lakewood right now, and there's a Get-Go right on 140th.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So I will go there and get food there. And like my girlfriend, she is on a night rotation in nursing, so I've been hanging out there. She's been staying with me in Lakewood because we don't live together yet, and we stopped there because she's in wedding mode, so she's eating salads and I'm still eating garbage because that's all I eat is garbage. So we just went to Get-Go, and I love going there, but my last trip there I almost had a meltdown because there was a mentally disabled man, and he goes like complaining about something, and like, it's 11:30 at night, I have to work in the morning. So I'm like, I'm going there to get my food. Lexi's wide awake because she is working nights, so I'm like getting my food, I'm ordering, and I'm waiting there, and this guy is like to my right and or to my left as I'm using my left hand, he's complaining about something, and he's like, I can't open my straw, and he's complaining inside Get-Go. I should have helped him. But I just looked at her, and I'm like, I'm not helping him. And she's like, why are you being an asshole? And I'm like, I really just want my food to go. And all of a sudden, the guy that's making the food walks out, goes over to help the guy. He's with this guy for 20 minutes, and he hasn't even started our food yet. So then he goes back and starts our food. And I looked at her, and I said, man, that's karma. I really should have helped that gentleman out, but I'm knitting because I'm an idiot. And that took us like a half hour of just standing in Get-Go. I'm like, that's what I get.
What's your favorite Get-Go sandwich?
Actually, meatball sub, probably.
The meatball sub's okay. I think I've had it.
I'm a pizza guy.
Okay.
They put the pepperonis under the cheese.
To me, and I know a lot of people, this has been talked about, the Pilgrim. It's seasonal, but the Pilgrim is just so damn good.
Okay, yeah.
Ugh. But I agree with you. I'm more Sheets than Wawa, because, I don't know, I just haven't really got the experience as much.
Yeah.
But here, if I can go to a Get-Go, I love me a Get-Go.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like, I want to be sponsored by Sheets. I'm a Sheets freak. It's a gas station. All gas station food's pretty much the same. Deep fry my mozzarella sticks and give them to me.
Pretty much. Question number four. Rank the fast food chicken nuggets. McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's.
Are they just plain chicken nuggets?
Yes.
All right, so plain chicken nuggets.
We're not doing the spicy gimmick, even though Wendy's. Well, Burger King had theirs, and then Wendy's did the whole dumb
thing.
It's the
same
thing.
They're the same exact ones. I would do strictly because I'm trying to save money because I'm moving out, buying a house, Burger King, because they're so cheap.
Dude, you're breaking everything, but you're going because of money.
I Wendy's is the best. I love Wendy's.
Okay.
And I know Mike, Black Label Pro Mikey, hates Wendy's, but I love Wendy's. So I would do Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's. I had a really bad experience when I was a little kid at McDonald's. I was eating something. There was something in a chicken nugget. And I'm very weird when it comes to stuff like that. And
your childhood fucked you up, man.
Trust me. I know. I'm a weirdo. I'm a huge weirdo.
Wow.
But I mean, I'm not saying I won't eat them, because I'll eat the shit out of McDonald's chicken nuggets. Get some honey. Dip them in good.
Oh, dude. That's my favorite. That and McDonald's ketchup with the nuggets, but it has to be their ketchup.
McDonald's ketchup's different, and I like McDonald's, and so this is me being a fat kid. I like eating McDonald's and and with their ketchup pump, like, that's different. And same with the packets. Their packets of ketchup is different, too.
Yeah. Because, like, when I work there, because I've had this conversation with people where I say, like, McDonald's ketchup, whatever it is different. And they go, it's just Heinz. And no. I go, where on that packet does it say Heinz? And then they realize, I think they're thinking Burger King or Wendy's, which says Heinz. Mm-hmm. McDonald's just says McDonald's ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, like, when I used to work there, for, like, 9 months that I did, I would, like, if I wanted a nugget, I'd grab a nugget, then I'd grab the ketchup pump. Bloop. Boop it right on it. Oh.
Perfect. You love the ketchup from McDonald's. I can relate. I love the cheese from McDonald's. The cheese from McDonald's is different, and don't you ruin it for me, because in my head, I love it. I will eat the hell out of a cheeseburger from McDonald's. I will eat the hell out of a breakfast sandwich from McDonald's. Usually, I try to, like, in the mornings, I'll get 2 bacon, egg, and cheese bagels.
Yeah.
And so I'll smash one, boom, and I'll eat, like, half of the other one, and I'm like, all right, I'm sick of this cheese, or sick of this egg, so now I'll get rid of the egg and just eat the bagel with cheese and bacon, because I love it.
See, that was... The fact that you ranked Burger King higher than 3 is another first. You went money-wise and put it number 1.
No, even so, like, I like Burger King spicy nuggets for a hot minute. Like, they're good.
Pun intended.
Hot minute. Boom. But Wendy's is usually the tops. Wendy's is great.
Question number 5. I'm going to go with a Wilkman question. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
We talked about this before. It definitely is.
Did we?
Yeah. I know we did. It may not have been on a podcast.
Okay.
It may have been in person, but absolutely, it takes place in Christmas. It takes place in December.
Okay. Is that your favorite Christmas movie?
Absolutely not. Turbo Man or Jingle All the Way is my favorite.
Jingle All the Way. And I think I had this conversation with, like, Koo or somebody, where there's a certain generation that's like their favorite. It's up there with me.
Lexi, my fiance, is younger than me, and she absolutely hates Jingle All the Way.
What?
But she never grew up like a big Christmas person. So she grew up not celebrating holidays. So, her family's like Jehovah's Witnesses, but she's not. But she hates Jingle All the Way. She thinks it's so cheesy.
It's so great.
And I was like, Arnold.
So quotable.
I was like, Arnold is the man. And she's like, no, she hates, sidebar, she hates Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
She's not a fan of him. But her mom loves him. Me and her mom will watch T2, Terminator. We'll watch all of them.
When I think T2, and there was this conversation that happened with Pod Van Damme. I think
drunk Pod Van Damme or not drunk Pod Van Damme. Yesterday he was a mess. And he kept.
He was not as bad as he has been.
He was a mess. I feel bad for him.
But no, that was like a conversation on the podcast, because they were talking about the best arcade games. T2.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
no,
that's one of my favorites.
You want top 3 for me?
We'll make that question number 6.
Boom. Question number 6. Top 3 arcade games.
Yes.
Simpsons.
Nice.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is essentially the same exact game.
Kind of, yeah.
T2.
Mine?
Oh, I can add 2 more. I also like Q-Bert. And I like Tapper.
Tapper's a good one. Yes. Like, for me, which the side scroll beat 'em ups, like, there's 3 that I love. 2 you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
With Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
and Turtles. I've never played the official arcade game because I thought there was one of Turtles in Time. I'm not sure.
I never.
But I mean, the Super Nintendo game's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least the TMNT and X-Men.
Oh, X-Men, yeah, they do. They do have the same one.
Well, that I loved on Xbox 360. Brief period of time, they sold the arcade games of all 3 of them. And, sure, like, great. I jumped on all of them.
Oh, for sure.
X-Men's a fun one, but I think the best for me of those 3, Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Because this...
I used to like NFL Blitz for a long time because I'm a 90s kid. But, and this is segueing to Dom, who's sitting... maybe like 20 feet from us. I went to 16-bit with Dominic Green and Dr. Dan. I was going to say his real name. I had to stop myself. So I went to 16-bit with Dr. Dan and Dom, and Dom just progressively beat me over and over and over again in Blitz. And then I was like, all right, let's play NBA Jam. And then he beat me over and over and over again in NBA Jam. So I said, fuck these games. They're not my favorite games anymore. So I'm like, I'm going to play a game that I know I could beat, because I beat the Simpsons game multiple times at 16-bit, and I beat the Turtles game multiple times at 16-bit.
Last time I went to 16-bit, someone left Simpsons on Mr. Burns Battle. So So I was just like, all right, I'll just finish this up.
I'll just finish.
Like, free continues. It's like, I'm not wasting any money.
Me and Eric Ryan has multiple times beat those games. And then he plays Marvel vs. Capcom, and he just kills me, and then I hate that game, too.
Two other good ones, though. WWF WrestleFest?
That's good.
I haven't seen that in person, because I think that's that 16-bit, but not
it's
this
the Columbus one.
Oh, want to play that again so bad. And just a classic, Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
that's let me see Donkey Kong.
That's a good one.
So that's pretty much it with this one. Any final thoughts or last minute plugs before we go?
Give us a follow on Instagram. Give you guys a follow on whatever. Obviously, if you're listening to you guys, you should be following you. But give us a follow, Derek_Direction, at @EddieOnly8, at DanHausenAD. He just changed his Twitter handle.
Okay.
Give us a follow. Love the production. Retweet our stuff. And if people take pictures, tweet it at us. We'll give you photo credit.
Yep. You're always really good at that.
I always try. I always try my best. And I hate people that don't do it, but you know, it happens. Eddie Only is very horrible at social media, so he won't give people credit. But if Eddie Only shares something that you ever take of him, it's not that he's being malicious and not trying to give you credit.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to use social media well. He's just a handsome hunk who takes pictures of himself.
I do. I take issue with it. Sometimes, not him, but like there's other people. Like the big one was Joey Janela when he took the picture from him winning Jaylit and didn't give us credit. And my whole thing was like, just like throw something in there. And like, even if, and just hypothetical, say Caden took the picture and he tweeted it from Wrestling Cheers like he does. If you give him credit over Wrestling Cheers, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because that is who legitimately took it. Like, give either Wrestling Cheers credit or the person who took the credit. And I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like an asshole sometimes when I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm in a rivalry with Caden. No reason. I'm just starting it right now. I'm calling him out. Take pictures of me, buddy.
He took videos today.
He's the live giffer.
Is it gifs or was he doing videos?
I don't know what he's doing. He's just doing something. He's loving life. Just Caden, we're in a rivalry right now. I need you to take more pictures of me. Put them online. Let me get those tweets.
And once again, congrats and good luck on your wedding and marriage.
Thank you. Growing up. June 1st. Did you say March?
No, I said future. I don't think I said March.
Oh, I'm hearing stuff.
That's why we have to wrap this thing up.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Bye.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 4,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 110 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
And that was a very fun interview with Derek Director, or Derek Direction if you still want to go that way, the Neon Tarantino. So we're going to wrap this show up like we always do. If you want to follow myself at Heavyset330, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, much like I'm on this show with Wrestling Cheers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose, desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Check out all our friends on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our other podcast friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out of Two, The Indie Cast, Center Stage, So Bros Network, UXWA Today, Big Gold Belt Podcast, The Co-Host Wrestling Show, which, if you head on over to their feed, I was a co-host. You could say I got to be interviewed on the show, and it was a nice, fun conversation. They are friends of the show. They come to AIW shows every so once in a while. They're more based out of the Columbus area, so give them love and definitely give them a listen. Not even just my episode. I also recommend the PB Smooth episode. We also have the Spotlight series, and I got your 5 stars. Check out our other non-podcasting friends, such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Set Tap Photo, powerslam.tv. Use wrestling chairs, all one word, and get your first month free. Ringside Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Wrestle Void, Key on Sports, Stay Tough, Midwest Territory, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when you're the first person to admit you love boneless wings. Crazy. Later.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.